Welcome to Storylark Educational Stories, where every story is an adventure in learning. Tonight's story is called How Dogs Learn to Talk to Us. Are you ready? Let's find out. How Dogs Learn to Talk to Us. Maya flopped onto her bedroom floor and scratched behind her golden retriever's floppy ears. "Did you have a good day, Biscuit?" she asked, just like she did every afternoon. Biscuit tilted his head to one side, his brown eyes sparkling. "I wish I knew what you were thinking," Maya sighed. "Do you even understand me?" Biscuit's tail began to wag, thumping against Maya's desk. He let out a soft woof and nudged her hand with his wet nose. Maya giggled. "Sometimes it feels like you're trying to tell me something important." She looked into Biscuit's eyes and had a wonderful idea.
"What if you are talking to me, but I just don't know your language yet?"
Biscuit barked once, as if he agreed. Maya jumped up with excitement. "That's it! I'm going to learn how to understand you, Biscuit. We're going to have real conversations."
The next morning, Maya grabbed her favorite purple notebook and wrote Biscuit's secret language across the top in big letters.
Her little brother Sam peeked over her shoulder.
"What's that for?" he asked, crunching his cereal.
"I'm going to figure out how Biscuit talks to us," Maya explained. Sam rolled his eyes.
"Dogs don't talk, Maya. They just bark and wag their tails."
"That's where you're wrong," Maya said confidently. She had spent all night reading her mom's dog books. Dogs have been living with people for over 15,000 years. That's longer than any other pet. They learn special ways to communicate with us.
Sam looked interested despite himself.
"Really?
Really? Watch this."
Maya pointed to the kitchen door. Biscuit immediately looked where she was pointing, then trotted over to it.
"See? Even wolves can't understand pointing like that. But Biscuit can, because dogs evolved alongside humans."
After breakfast, Maya decided to conduct her first official observation. She sat in the living room with her notebook, watching Biscuit carefully. When the mailman walked by outside, Biscuit's ears perked up straight forward like two furry triangles.
"Ears forward means curious," Maya scribbled in her notebook. Then Dad came home from his morning jog, and something amazing happened. Biscuit's tail went up high and wagged so fast it was almost a blur. But when Sam accidentally knocked over a plant pot with a loud crash, Biscuit's tail dropped low and wagged slowly.
"That's weird," Maya muttered. "Why would his tail wag differently?" She watched more carefully. When Mom called, "Good boy," in a happy voice, Biscuit's tail shot up high again. When she said, "No, Biscuit," in a firm voice, his tail went low.
"I get it," Maya exclaimed. "High and fast means excited and happy. Low and slow means unsure or nervous."
That afternoon in the backyard, Maya made an incredible discovery.
She was tossing Biscuit's favorite tennis ball when he suddenly dropped into a strange position. His front legs stretched way down, his bottom stuck up in the air, and his tail wagged like crazy.
"What are you doing, silly?"
Maya laughed. Then Biscuit bounced up and grabbed the ball, racing around the yard.
"Do it again," Maya called, holding up the ball.
Sure enough, Biscuit dropped into the same funny pose. Maya quickly sketched it in her notebook.
Just then, the neighbor's dog, Pepper, peeked through the fence.
Biscuit immediately did his strange stretch again, and Pepper started wagging her tail excitedly through the fence slats.
"Oh my goodness," Maya gasped. "You're asking them to play. That's like a magic play invitation."
She wrote "Play Bow" in big letters and drew arrows pointing to Biscuit's stretched out front legs and raised bottom.
This was better than cracking a secret code.
The most surprising discovery happened during Maya's piano practice. She was struggling with a tricky song when she noticed Biscuit acting strangely. He kept sniffing the air near her, then gently resting his head on her leg.
"Not now, Biscuit," Maya sighed. feeling frustrated. But Biscuit didn't move away. Instead, he stayed close and gave her hand a gentle lick. Later, when Maya successfully played the whole song perfectly, Biscuit's behavior changed completely. His tail wagged, he pranced around, and he seemed almost as happy as she felt.
That's weird, Maya thought.
She remembered something from her mom's book about dogs having super powerful noses.
Can you smell when I'm frustrated? She asked Biscuit.
She decided to test it. The next day, she pretended to be sad, and sure enough, Biscuit came over to comfort her. When she acted happy, he bounced around joyfully.
You really can smell my feelings, Maya wrote excitedly.
Dogs can detect emotions through tiny chemical changes in our sweat.
After a week of observations, Maya's notebook was full of discoveries. She decided it was time to teach Sam everything she'd learned.
Okay, little brother, she announced importantly. Welcome to Maya's Dog Translation School.
Sam giggled, but sat down to listen. First lesson, tail language.
Maya demonstrated by moving her arm like different tail positions.
High and fast means super happy. Low and slow means worried or unsure. Sam nodded seriously. Second lesson, ear talk. Ears forward means I'm curious about something.
Maya pushed her hair forward over her ears to show him.
Third lesson, the play bow. Watch.
She stretched her arms down and stuck her bottom up.
Sam burst into laughter.
You look silly.
But it works, Maya insisted. Right on cue, Biscuit saw her pose and dropped into his own play bow, tail wagging furiously.
Sam's eyes widened in amazement.
He really is talking to us.
The best part, Maya added, is that dogs can smell our feelings too. They know when we're happy, sad, or scared just by sniffing.
Sam was so excited about dog language, and he wanted to try it immediately.
Can I talk to Biscuit too? He asked eagerly.
Maya nodded and handed him the notebook.
Try the play bow first.
Sam got down on his hands and knees, stretched his arms forward, and wiggled his bottom in the air.
Biscuit's ears perked up instantly. Then he dropped into his own playbow, tail spinning like a propeller.
It worked! It worked! Sam shouted, jumping up and down.
Biscuit began racing around the room in circles, clearly ready for a game.
Now try pointing, Maya suggested. Sam pointed to Biscuit's favorite rope toy across the room. Biscuit looked exactly where Sam was pointing and bounded over to grab it.
This is like magic! Sam exclaimed.
Maya felt proud and happy. She realized that understanding Biscuit had made their friendship even more special.
It's not magic, she said wisely.
It's just learning to listen with our eyes instead of our ears.
Dogs have been trying to talk to us all along.
That evening, as Maya tucked her notebook away, she felt wonderfully satisfied. Biscuit curled up on her bedroom rug, and she could now read his body language like a book. His relaxed ears meant he was content. His gentle tail wag meant he was peaceful. And the way he rested his chin on his paws meant he was ready for sleep.
Good night, Biscuit, Maya whispered. Thank you for teaching me your language.
Biscuit's tail gave one soft thump against the floor. His way of saying, you're welcome, Maya was sure of it.
She thought about everything she'd learned. Dogs and humans had been best friends for thousands and thousands of years, longer than any other animal partnership.
They had developed their own special way of understanding each other, through looks, body movements, and even smells. As Maya drifted off to sleep, she smiled knowing that tomorrow would bring new conversations with her furry best friend. She finally understood that Biscuit had been talking to her all along. She just needed to learn how to listen.
Sweet dreams filled with wagging tails and play bows carried her peacefully into the night.
And that's our story for tonight. What did you learn? Talk about it tomorrow. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play to create your own stories.